How do you correlate the intelligence?
Because they think we are intelligent. You should eat protein, because if you want protein,
okay.
You should eat.
People say that we should eat meat because that gives us proteins. Yes. See, meat is a source of proteins. But that is only a part of the truth. A second part is that meat is not the only source of proteins. And third is often meat is often a source of proteins of the kind that we may not need. What I mean by this is that there are proteins, and there is, if you go into medical dietary field, there's a protein conversion factor. Now, how much of the protein that I take in can my body assimilate? So the human body, if you look at the alimentary canal and the overall digestive tract, it resembles herbivores far more than carnivores. Now our alimentary canal is much longer, almost 10 to 15 times the body length, whereas the carnivore's body canal is around 3 to 5. So I won't go into that whole field. But the point is that when we can get proteins through meat, but because our body is designed more for eating vegetarian food, so even if we get in the proteins, we cannot assimilate as much. And a lot of the proteins, they just get either passed out or they get incorporated as fat rather than getting assimilated as energy. So milk, and there are other food items which can also give proteins in a far healthier way. So it is not that meat is necessary for getting proteins. It is one source of proteins, and it is not necessarily the healthiest source of proteins. So when, see, whatever we want to do, we will often come up with reasons to do it. And somebody wants to eat meat, they will come up with reasons. Now there is validity to that point, but it is not the only reality. There are many other factors involved. So we can get proteins in healthier ways from other sources. And of course, those who don't eat meat, they have to take care that they get proteins from other sources. But if you look at the natural diet of people who are vegetarian, quite often milk is an important part of their diet, and there are other items by which the vegetarian food also gets the proteins. See, historically, if we see, meat may have been a part of people's diet, but it was always a small part of the diet. Say in the past, if we look at the history from the mainstream perspective, no, in the past people didn't have slaughterhouses. So if they had to eat meat, they would have to themselves go and kill animals and eat or cultivate animals. So at that time, meat was never a part of every meal, which is how it is now. So in the past, people would not get the kind of proteins that they're getting now from meat. Meat was one part of the diet, but it was never a major part of the diet. Because to hunt animals, or if you're cultivating animals, to have enough animals to eat every day, it's not easy. You have to cultivate a huge amount of things if somebody's cultivating animal. So it would be a small part of the diet. And in the past, people had alternative sources for which they got proteins. Okay? Yeah.
I was just going to say that broccoli has more protein per gram than steak. And I thought that was interesting to know.
Oh, yeah. Broccoli is very healthy. Thank you. Good point. Thank you. Any other questions?